The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Score Report, where I debate the controversies between the lines. This is your host, DJ Goat, and let's tackle this show together. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Score Report. This is your host, DJ Goat, and today we're going to be talking about the best center to ever play in the NBA. So today we're going to be arguing between Shaquille O'Neal and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So, and another thing I want to say is that I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, what about Bill Russell or, you know, so-and-so. It's honestly, it's probably between those three. Bill Russell, the only reason he's actually even up there, the only reason he's actually even a part of, like, the GOAT conversation for centers is because he had 11, or maybe not 11. I don't think it was 11. He had a ton of championships, like more than any player ever. And so that's the only reason he's honestly even up there for debate. None of his stats were crazy. He never really had any crazy highlight plays, nothing like that. He was just a solid player who won a lot of championships with the Celtics. So I'm afraid he's not going to be in this discussion, which I know some might have some people upset, but it is what it is, you know. I believe that Shaq and Kareem are the two best big men of all time, and today we're going to, you know, look at their stats and stuff and decide who really is the best. So we've got Shaquille O'Neal and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So they're two championship big men. They both have, you know, at least five championships. I'm pretty sure they both have six or more, both with a couple different teams. Centers changed. So today's centers, they shoot threes. They can do everything like that, you know. Back then, both of them played pretty similar styles of basketball. Both of them played in the paint, within the three-point line. You know, they have pretty similar, maybe... I think Shaq was more of a bully and Kareem was more finesse, but they both played center. They both played when centers dominated the paint, and it was really like a, you know, score, two-point layup, 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 dunk. You know, here and there, it wasn't a whole lot of three-point shooting. So, yeah, so let's analyze them and see who really is the GOAT. So we're going to start with Shaq. So Shaq, we won't even start from the beginning because he was with the Magic. He was drafted, and... you know, he dominated with the Magic for a while. He almost won a championship. They made it to the finals, but they ended up falling. That's how far they made it before he ended up getting traded to the Lakers. On the Lakers, he had this ridiculous stretch with the Lakers where he ended up winning three championships and three finals MVPs. And he was just a freak athlete. He had the size, his arms were super long, he was just so strong and smart about what he did, but he was also confident, I would say. You know, he would dunk on people, push them over after he, you know, finished the dunk and point at them, and he would run back and, but you know, he was the best. He was the best, and everyone knew it. Kareem, on the other hand, was more of a finesse player. He had the size, he had the strength, but he didn't try to bully ball. He really, you know, he has this skyhook. That's what he's known for. That's what he coined, I guess, as his signature move, is that skyhook. And he's kind of regarded to having, you know, possibly the greatest career ever. And it's he played 20 seasons. He has the most points in NBA history. He ended up with six MVPs, six championships, and he was MVP in two of those championships. And, yeah, his skyhook was unstoppable because no matter how tall you were, he released the ball so high in the air that it didn't matter how tall you were because it was going to go out above you. And when you look at both of them, you can obviously tell that both of them were studs. They were both, players that teams were building around, that, you know, they were going to take into championships and they were going to do huge things. You could just tell early on, especially Shaq, because, you know, Kareem, I it's hard to watch videos of him because, you know, he was from so long ago, so there's not a whole lot out. There's obviously stuff, but Shaq, his entire career is documented in well, too. You know, obviously, you know, technology got a lot better as time went on. But you can see Shaq dominating at LSU. You can see Shaq dominating with the Magic and then dominating with the Lakers, even the Heat, even the Celtics. You know, he was ridiculous, and you knew coming out of LSU that he was going to be a stud. After he got taken with the first overall pick. So if you look at it, like scoring wise, Shaq was ridiculous. You know, he was just dunking on everyone everywhere. He was super strong, and there was no one who could handle his bully ball type of play. But the problem is that Kareem really played with finesse. He played with a lot of, you know, thought in his game and everything, and he was definitely the most skilled scorer out of the two. So I think I would say that scoring wise, at least, Kareem was definitely better. Even if they played two different kinds of, you know, like center play, you know, where the league was obviously ran by centers instead of point guards now today, because today they shoot threes and all that stuff, and it's all changed. But you know, they ran through centers back then. But you know, they did. I guess they did play a little bit of different style. So he, yeah, I mean, Kareem had a skyhook, most unstoppable thing ever. Obviously, you've seen Shaq get blocked before, stuff like that. Kareem, hardly. I mean, this guy was unbelievable. Kareem ended up, you know, just with one of the most ridiculous shots and one of the most ridiculous records of all time, having the most points ever. So that was scoring. So I'm just, let's say, you know, scoring went to Kareem because of his shot and his pure skill and shooting and all of that. And, you know, longevity-wise, I'm also going to have to give it to Kareem. He played 20 seasons as opposed to Shaq's 19. But the thing is that Shaq didn't dominate all 19. In the latter years of his career, Shaq did not do so hot. He definitely had his moments where he was, you know, he showed weakness. Whereas, you know, on the Lakers, he wouldn't show weakness. He was strong everywhere. He was catching alley-oops. He could pass. He could dribble. He was doing everything. He was in the best shape of his life. And you can see him slowly start to kind of fall apart as he went to the Heat, as he went to the Celtics, as he went to the Suns even. Like, it was, you could tell he started to fall apart. And it was tough to see, but that's kind of how it went. So longevity, I'm going to go with Kareem as well, because Kareem played 20 years, and all 20 years, he was ridiculous, played on championship-caliber teams, competing for championships. Whereas Shaq, that was not necessarily the case. He was on some other championship teams, but he himself was not really a championship player at that moment, at that point. And then if you look at accolades and all that, you know, Kareem beats out Shaq because Kareem ended up with 19 All-Star titles, All-Star game appearances, you know. Both had two scoring titles, so both of them had the most points per game over the whole season twice, but Kareem beats Shaq out with those 19 All-Star games. And not only that, but Kareem, four times in his career. So if you look at it, what was that? I think he played 20 years, four of them. So that's, 25%? So 25% of his career, no, 20%, sorry. 20% of his career, he ended up scoring 30 points per game over a whole season. And Shaq did not do that once. So that's also a crazy stat to keep in mind when we're talking about scoring and longevity and all that. Pure athlete-wise, I think I'm going to have to go with Shaq because Shaq was just the perfect build to absolutely hammer that ball in anywhere within that three-point line. So he couldn't really shoot, but it didn't matter because he could jump from the three-point line. So he was going from everywhere. He could spin. He was athletic. He was quick. He was explosive. He was strong. He was tall. He had length to him in his arms and his legs, and he was ridiculous. I mean, he was one of the most freak athletes to ever come through the NBA. So that was really cool to see. And if you look at Kareem, obviously he had his own kind of stuff. He had the length too. He had the height, but you know, he didn't really have like the speed, the strength, stuff like that. He wasn't, you know, I wouldn't say he was this freak of an athlete. He obviously is a freak athlete because he was a, you know, 6'11", 7-foot center who with, you know, a 7'5 wingspan. But he just wasn't as athletic when it came to speed, strength, stuff like that. And I would say that it's tough because Kareem is, you know, is one of the greatest centers of all time. And so when you talk about their defense too, I think I'm going to have to give defense to, I don't know. See, this one's tough because I have these stats and these are according to ESPN. I kind of was taking them out and looking at them. And I think I'm going to have to go with Shaq. Shaq was such an imposing force and he has his strength. And his explosiveness, and it really propelled him to the next level defensively. you know, Shaq made three all defensive teams and had, you know, a little over two blocks a game in his career. That's pretty good. And he averaged three blocks per game twice in his career. And at one point, like, the highest he ever averaged in a over one season was 3.5. And then, you know, Kareem made 11 all defensive teams, and that's a lot. That's a lot of them. And he, but it's see, the numbers only say so much. That's the thing, is that you sit here and you realize that, you know, Kareem's career highs included 4.1 blocks per game over Shaq's 3.5. But the problem was is that not as many people were shooting on Shaq because he had, I mean, people weren't dunking. Like, no one was doing anything on him. He was so locked down, people didn't want to mess with him in the paint, you know? Like, you didn't go down there because you knew that there was no shot you were getting anything past him. There's no way. You knew it. You knew it wasn't going to happen. And so it's tough because you sit here and it's this, I would say the numbers go in Kareem's favor. But again, it's like a cornerback in the NFL. If a cornerback only gets thrown to five times over his career, but he intercepts all five of them, but he played 20 seasons, you know, it's that quarterback. I would take him over this cornerback who had, you know, 20 interceptions over his career, but he got thrown to all the time because he's probably getting beat often. So quarterbacks are willing to throw to him. And obviously he had more interceptions, but that's because he had more passes towards him. And he wasn't really a lockdown corner. A true lockdown corner is going to make it so the quarterback doesn't even throw their way. So it's that kind of thing where Shaq was so imposing on defense that they didn't even try to get anything past him. It just wasn't happening. So I'm going to have to give defense to Shaq on this one. So yeah, I think that, you know, like leadership-wise, we'll go leadership. I think that goes, oh, geez, see, that's tough. I'm going to go with Shaq. I think Shaq, because if you look at it, Shaq ran the Lakers before Kobe, and Kobe got in, and obviously Kobe was a leader, but Kobe was a different kind of leader. Shaq inspired people, stuff like that, through his play and everything, as well, you know, Kobe did too, but, you know, Shaq was willing to have fun. Kobe was all business, where Shaq was willing to have fun. He was willing to get to know his guys, kind of stuff like that, you know, where it's he was probably a lot closer with his guys than Kobe was. You know, Kobe probably inspired them and just, you know, drove them to play harder, but Shaq was willing to get to know his guys, was willing to inspire them through their respect and everything like that in a different kind of way than Kobe commanded. So I would give leadership to him. If you look at it, Kareem, I think Kareem was more of a, you know, kind of a player that everyone respected and everyone knew, but no one really, he's kind of like the old man on the team, I think. And I think that's kind of where that leadership thing, the leadership aspect falls for Kareem. So yeah, so but you know, obviously Kareem is ridiculous. They were both so stinking good. Next up we got IQ. I would say IQ probably goes to Kareem for sure. Kareem, his skyhook, his defense, everything he did was cerebral. It was all in his head. It was all in his mind. It was all in his brain. He knew, he could probably guess what whoever was playing against him was going to do before they even did it. You know, he saw that they were putting their foot here, so they're probably going to roll back and try and hit him with a, you know, like a pivot foot. Maybe he's going to go, you know, like just his try, Kareem skyhook on him, and he just knew it was going to happen, so he didn't even let them get over that way. It's just he used his mind and played, and it was perfect. He was such a good defender all the way up into his 40s. So it's you have to give it to Kareem IQ-wise. Shaq obviously was good, but Shaq dominated through his physical freakiness, I guess, his physical, you know, just freak athleticism. So I'm going to have to give IQ to Kareem on that one. Oh, man, this is tough. Looking over all the stats and everything, you know, it's going to have to go to Kareem. He was just ridiculous. Averaged over his career, he averaged 24.5 points, 11 rebounds, 3.5 assists, a steal, 2.5 blocks per game. He ended up winning 6 championships, 2 finals MVPs, 6 MVPs. He was a 15-time All-NBA team. You know, he's on 15-time All-NBA, 11-time All-Defensive team. He was a scoring champion twice, same as Shaq. He was the rebounding champion, and he was the block leader 4 times, whereas Shaq was not that, obviously not that many. I think that you know, Shaq deserves all the credit in the world as one of the best centers of all time. I think it's not just the accolades, but it's kind of how Kareem played, how long he played, how well he did for how long he played. You know, he was just more effective for longer. I think that's really what sets him apart and puts him in that number one spot. So, yeah, thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.